Hello friends, welcome to this chapter 5 on content marketing. We are overall studying the subject of internet marketing. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this session for you with the clearly laid down agenda, wherein today we are going to focus on understanding the various aspects of content marketing as listed out here. It will cover in the sense the essence, like the importance of it, the types of it, how do you start your content marketing approach, then various other complementary strategies, then how do you measure your performance, whether your content marketing is paying you off, and then certain mistakes that people make. Okay, we'll get some idea about the latest trends. So with that, let me introduce you to the subject of content marketing. Content marketing, as they say, is a way to create useful content for a specific group of people. Very clearly, contents are developed for specific target group. In marketing, it is very eventually required that you focus on particular targets. So contents are made for them, and it is like, what do you do actually? So create stories, create some engaging discussion, create some useful exchange, and that way, exchange of content, that way you create a connect with your target group. Now, when you move forward, why do companies do this? When you create a very powerful content, you will get lot of followers. Followers will come back to you again and again, knowing the kind of the depth of a content that you provide. Various backlinks will take place, looking at the traffic at your content. So that way you get a very popular content to follow, pursue, etc. That will give a leverage to the company. And when companies have a good plan going forward, content popularity will give company a good popularity, because people will start knowing you, that you know a lot about your industry, your people, and therefore people will want to come to your content, refer, get benefited. Besides that, company has to prepare a plan for that content marketing. It doesn't happen in an ad hoc manner. This is done keeping the audience in mind, and then finally it is done to create the content which will be trustworthy. So you have to acquire the trust, and then insight sharing. So it could be in a various ways: information, product knowledge, how to do, do's and don'ts, etc. So overall, to make a good plan for your content development strategy, etc., you require a research. We have already studied the research as a this thing. You have to really conduct audience need for information, which is other than what you communicate through advertising, through publicity, through direct marketing, etc. What is it that they are keen to know more? Coming out of that, you have to have create, now that you know what is to be done, you can't again go into an ad hoc manner. You have to set your plan in such a motion that various things align with your marketing goal or internet marketing goal, so to say, very precise and engaging content marketing strategy. So if you really create a content which is done in a manner that people will engage with it, people will keep coming to it, and so that will create brand awareness. People will recognize you as a brand. They will get convinced about following your advisory, your advices, etc. Your expert knowledge will be sought again and again, and that will create further followers base. For when more followers are there, more leads and more business, etc. So content marketing, of course, what does it involve? The question comes. So it covers, when you say content, it's an umbrella term. It covers various platforms like social media, YouTube, blogs that you create, company blogs or otherwise. And then these are the way, various social media platforms that you have, LinkedIn, etc. Through that, you not only appear, you appear knowledgeable, you set trends, you convey trends happening, etc. You talk about emerging technology. Now today, every site, everybody would like to talk about, say, for example, artificial intelligence, chat GPT, etc. So likewise, you create that content which will compel people to come to you. Besides this, the core principle of the content marketing is to provide value rather than just promoting and sharing information. something that you write should be meaningful. Something that you write should give additional insight. Something that you write should convey what's so unique about you, about your product, the technology, etc. By offering informative and entertaining, okay, entertaining, or you look at it as an engaging content, businessmen can position themselves as a trusted industry expert. So what do you achieve when you do a really a very meaningful content? You are recognized as an expert in that field, domain, and that will create repeat visits of the customer. So they become loyal. They may later become your own advocates. They will do the advocacy to make people come to your content. Content marketing encompasses various formats, including, so as I said, various platforms. Now there are formats. Formats could be the blogs, could be the article, could be infographics, could be videos, etc. You can even use the podcast as a platform and podcast contents, etc. E-books, many times, sometimes, you know, free e-books are given on a topic, etc. And many more other available avenues. The choice of content and what do you do, the types of it which we have just referred, has to link with the target audience, their interest, their trust in the media, okay, and what's your goal. So what's your internet marketing strategy goal? It requires a consistency. It's not about just creating content once. You create a plan, mega plan, you produce everything for every platform and release. No, that's not sufficient. It has to have a consistency, regularity, creativity, different manner of putting same things. Okay, the ability to adapt to ever-changing consumer behavior. So now, while you do, while you shape, while you release your content, you need to know that on the other end, the consumer expectation behaviors are changing. So are you aligning with that? That's important. So let's get into understanding the importance of content marketing strategy, okay, in the internet marketing overall as a subject. Content management is important, and it is important because helps business to connect. The first part is you are able to reach out to the customers. You are able to create the bridge between you, your brand, and the customer, that is target audience. Establish authority because of your content, the trust, the depth of it, you create an authority for your domain about your product and the superiority of knowledge in that, etc., your technology, etc. Drive website traffic. Therefore, people will come to you, people will repeatedly come to you, people, backlinks will get created, and that's why more traffic will come. And then overall, when there's more traffic, so more leads will come out, more people will raise fingers to know from you a little better, know about your product, services, and thereby you get into conversion into customers. Then going forward, why content marketing? Why does it matter? So why is the businesses with blogs get 67% more leads? Here, this is just a statistical representation to make you understand. 67% of B2B marketers say content marketing boosts their engagement with the prospective customers. 88% of the people say branded videos influence their product decisions. So when they see a brand releasing an appropriate message, they believe it. So by investing in content creation, distribution and measurement, businessmen can position themselves for the success. So what it means is that you have to create a competitive differentiation. Marketing is not only about segmentation, etc. Constantly this is done vis-a-vis the competition in mind. Now for that to happen, your content creation, the way you distribute, etc., that what you provide in the content, how do you measure its success, etc., all this is going to matter a lot. And then once you understand that, you can constantly create a differentiation vis-a-vis competition. So let's now understand how it is, you know, in today's age, the importance of this content marketing. That was the purpose of this section. Engage his audience. Now, because you are offering various relevant kind of information, what my product is, technology is, what services I provide, how my product is going to benefit you in various ways, you are able to satisfy the unexpressed need of the customers. And then that's where you connect a brand connection. First importance is the brand connection, engage audience. Second is the boost SEO. If you have done a regular and relevant content release using keywords, using SEO principles, etc., what will happen? Search engine crawlers will be able to find out your content, bring more traffic. This organic traffic will read your content, visit your microsite. So there's organic growth that is going to happen for you. Builds an authority. When your contents are meaningful with research, with kind of depth in it, etc., statistically supported or case study based, etc., what will happen is brand faith will build, brand authority will come, etc. And then people will start considering you as an expert in that domain. Nurtures lead. Now, the tailor content means contents are designed with internet marketing objective, which is nothing but to find lead out of suspects and prospects. And when you do that, during the journey of the customer, somewhere or the other, the right relevant content will improve him to raise finger. So you come to know him as a lead. Therefore, the conversion rates are better. So more lead, more conversion rate. Support social media. Proper content for various social media will help you attract and create an engagement with your target groups. Encourages interaction. The powerful part of content marketing is the freedom of expression. Any which ways in today's digital world, both ways can interact with each other. Your content, if can create interaction, create sharing, create point-based arguments and discussions, etc., people will feel a community feeling will come. That will stay them loyal to you. Educates customers. The last, it may not be core this thing, but you have to even educate your customers how to use, you know, those kind of do-it-yourself kind of videos and all you see. Allow repurposing. We will be studying this word, but repurposing is broadly whatever content that you made, that same content's adaptability into various platforms. That's what is a power, that right content will allow you to create various contents from the same main content. And then comes the measuring performance, overall social media listening tool, then kind of tracking in terms of various views, analytics, figures, etc., will give you an idea about the growth of a traffic to your various digital properties that will convey the appropriateness of your content and ensure relevance. That is, in today's digital landscape, content marketing is become a mandatory. And when it become mandatory, means everyone does it. But how differently you do that, that's very important. So in this section, we are going to understand common types of content. When you say the word content marketing, there are various types of content. Essentially, that is done, developed to cater to different strata of your target segments. To begin with, you first have the blog post, which is, blog is something which people look at it as your age, as your dominating position, creating opportunity. Technology discussions, the trend, this thing, how your product is designed and how does it create a benefit for customers and similar such articles, etc., will create. It may be a little lengthier, but that's why when people visit blog, he's in a predisposition that, you know, it will be an article, it will be a kind of a detailed discussion. And therefore, that's where you have an opportunity. Infographics, they are essentially visuals, powerful visuals with minimal text, but conveys the meaning itself. 20% more mileage. So, or say 20% power saving. And that the message is conveyed. You have videos, which is engaging YouTubes and similar such video platforms, for which many things, demonstrations, live relay of product feature, or say like a microwave oven guy creates a Sanjeev Kapoor, you know, catering show or something like that. Many other ways video-based content can be created. Then you have social media posts. So various engaging, relevant to the social media, infographics. So like Instagram being pictorial, social media can be short stories and kind of a thing. LinkedIn, professional discussions. You can create a relevant this thing. Twitter, just to kind of an inquisitive message, so people will click that link to go and see that your relevant content, etc. Podcast is for audio enthusiastic listeners. They don't mind listening to your audio stories and bites, maybe live or later. E-books or the white papers, they are again like equivalent to almost like a blog. They give a comprehensive understanding about the subject. That's a platform that can establish your superiority, expertise. and it can cover numerous topics related to your product where in-depth information sharing is needed. Case studies, testimonials, what did you made a difference in other customers' life, or the testimonials that customers might have given you. Email newsletter constantly keeps the person updated about not only the development in your company, the technology, the new offer, festival discounts, and those kind of things. So that's about email newsletter. Webinars and online events. So you take a very interesting topic which customers are looking for as an evolving information need. You call people, invite them through registration process, then you cover 45 minutes, 1 hour, or maybe 2 hours of a discussion where you share your expertise on that field. You may then offer at the end of webinar a package which enables them to either get a deeper engagement with you or get into your from the master class, you get into your course classes, etc. So those kind of thing, or like I give a design principles webinar, and then I will say that we have a 2 days extensive design thinking certification course, and likewise user generated content, very very relevant and very important. If you do everything, but if users are not voicing their thoughts, etc., then your content becomes dead very soon. But if you create them, if you can encourage them to put their views, share their views, etc., it becomes user generated content. Others will read what other users have seen, or other those who have read your content have written about. Interactive content wherein create like quizzes, polls, etc., provide assessment techniques and all. That way you create a interactiveness, and FAQs and how to guide. There are many ways where people, you often have every blogs, every content will have websites and all FAQs and those kind of things, which answers promptly the customer's query so that they don't have to rely too much on coming to you. That's the power of it. How to guidelines, like so do it yourself guidelines, etc. So that is what are different types of contents. So let's move to the new section. In this section, we will learn about how to start with your content marketing strategy. Essentially, content marketing strategy evolves out of your proper research followed by planning, and planning to execution stage, in which essentially execution stage requires manageable step-by-step execution and a sustainability. It's not short-term, this thing. You require a long-term planning. While you get into that, where you have to produce your content, which is essentially a goal-oriented linked to the target group segments that you have, a goal and objective, what you say, could be anything which is specific to specific time, either the traffic increase or conversion rate improvement or a loyalty development, etc. And then effective content is a continuous effort. Consistency is very important. It is not ad hoc one time, just make a bulk content and upload and then enjoy the fruits. No. So we get into understanding some of the best practices or the steps of creating a sound content marketing strategy. To begin with, it's know your audience. It's very critical. You need to know exactly the profile of your audience, customer persona, and then you have to know their media habits. Then you have to know their likes, dislikes, where they engage most, the time they engage most, using which instruments, which media, etc. Set clear goals. So goals has to be very, very clear. Your objective is to what? So that's what, as I told you earlier, whether lead generation from prospects to from suspects to prospects to lead to customer, what is it? Or just need more conversion rate, etc. So be very clear for what you are writing your content. Provide value. It's not merely writing simple FAQs, simple technology text, simple what's in it for text, etc. Customer should see a value. What differentiates you is, what is that something that he doesn't know you are providing? That will give him a clarity as to how his problem gets resolved. Keyword research, very relevant, because ultimately the battle in the digital arena or internet marketing is the keyword. The word which customer uses to find out his need. And if your content is linked to that, then the chances that you will come upper in the listing. So therefore, you will refer to more compelling titles, headlines. It is always there. Your text that you write, what is visibly there, should be very compelling, should give a customer that what's in it for him. And therefore, he will read it. And once he reads it, the other aspects are possible. Like he will then further visit your links given, etc. Create engaging content. Content to be successful has to be arranged in a manner that will, once a customer engages, should entice him forever. So either it could be in the form of storytelling, attractive visual, animation, graphics, infographics, something or the other, which will create and make him glued to your content. Be original. There's nothing that beats you. If you are a master, show that you are a master rather than getting into cut, copy, paste approach. Just because you have to create a content, you have to create content consistently. Many people fall into that trap. They lose their originality. Consistency is crucial. The frequency with which you come out with powerful content relevant to your target group, that gives you that power of consistency. Crawlers also recognize that. Optimize for SEO, search engine optimization. You have to do your this thing very well. Earlier also it was mentioned, you should be aware about keywords, the popularity of those things among your target customer. So we study consistency is crucial. How frequently and with what worth of information that you come out with, that is more important. SEO optimization, search engine optimization is very crucial, because that's where the crawler will be able to see your utility of your page, information that you have provided. And for that, you have to do various aspects. We have learned about this meta tags and all. Adapt content for different channels, very powerful. Repurposing, we'll be studying, but the content that you develop, the master content, as you say, how adaptable it is for social media, video content, for say email marketing, etc. So it has to consider things like length, format, the tonality, as they say, and call to action. So various ways adaptability should be there. Otherwise, you have to write different contents for different this thing. The sync will disappear. Mobile optimization is a known fact that internet nowadays referred maximum mostly by mobile through people across the world, and therefore your content has to fit into the mobile optimization criteria so that it should be readable even in the mobile format. So these are the very crucial aspects. Encouraging interaction. Your content, if it is one-sided, it is dead on birth. Otherwise, if there has to be an interaction, okay, interaction, have something that will compel guy to express his opinion, write his views, give you your feedback, his feedback, etc. Forward it, as the case may be. Performance measurement will help you know the effectiveness part of it. Various analytical tools we have looked at earlier. However, if just making, releasing and organically wait is not sufficient, many times you have to get into promoting your content. In the initial stage of your brand building, etc., you have to do things that will promote, including probably some paid promotion, and listen to feedback. So very important, when people speak, there is a feedback. Learn to understand root cause behind, or what is it that customer is looking at, and then adopt your content development strategy accordingly. You will benefit a lot.